Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about solidifying summer plans. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. So yesterday was the beginning of Black History Month, Women's Heart Health Month, and it also happened to be the Super Bowl. Now, for us, most importantly, it marked the first of a few application deadlines for summer programs. One of the things I constantly emphasize to my students is that getting experience in their field is integral to being prepared for their postgraduate plans, whatever they may be. An internship, research program, or enrichment program is a way to experience your future career while you have time in school to apply what you learn to future work or to change your mind if you find that it's not a good fit. I say all that to ask, are you submitting your summer applications? Now, you may be the exception who needs summer classes either to boost your GPA or because you have to retake a course you need in order to move forward in your course sequence. However, I trust that you've been with me since last semester, and I'm going to work as though you are not in that position. That means that you are in the thick of application season. I cannot say this enough. Research a program or job before you apply. Regardless of how you find out about it, do a little work up front to find out about the school or company. And you won't also want to take some time to find out about the specific expectations of a summer participant or employee. You can do this most easily from the internet by going to the program or company website, but you may also want to use your career center to find out if there's a certain person who is assigned to your college or your department or, in my case, academic support program. Now, hopefully, there isn't anything that has applications during the month of February because I really want you to give proper attention and time to lining up and requesting your recommendation letter. It will most likely take your college instructors and advisors more time to write a strong letter than when you were in high school. I want you to give them the appropriate amount of time. So right now is the time to request letters for March 1st or later due dates. And when you ask, preferably do it in person because that's most professional, and then follow up with an email that includes a current version of your resume, a blurb about what you hope to gain from the program, and the application deadline. If there's an online application, I want you to include the link as well in this email that you send to your recommender. Finally, always have your application reviewed before you submit it. That includes the application itself, which should be typed, by the way, your resume, and any essays you're responsible for writing. You can ask your writing instructor, the writing center at your school, or program staff if you're in a support program to review your resume or your entire application packet, that is. I do it all the time for students. And there are things that others can see that you won't necessarily see because you spend a lot of time writing and you know what you mean and you know what ideas you're trying to get across. But allowing an objective pair of eyes to look over all of your documents before you submit them lets you know whether or not what you intend is actually going to be received by the reader. So if you get all of that done, you're on the right track. Now, that's all I have for this particular episode, but what I will do is check back in a few weeks to give you tips that will help you prepare to make the summer the best one possible. That's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a direct email. My email address is dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. Also, check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be requesting recommendation letters. Now, let's get college ready.